page number 12. So far in our book, we've been looking at preparation for Bible study, being able to study the Bible more effectively. And, you know, that's my goal, is to try to help each of you to be able to take your Bible on your own and study your Bible and learn from it and gain from it and benefit from it. That's what I want. That's my goal. I want to help you to be able to do that. And as we work through here, I'm trying to teach you some things. We saw in the first tip to remember that studying your Bible is unique. The Bible is a unique book, and we talked about the uniqueness of the Bible. And then the second tip was the Bible study will benefit your life in different ways. That it'll help you in your walk with God if you study the Bible. And then the third tip is prepare yourself to study the Bible. And a lot of things we looked at in the last couple of weeks here on how to prepare yourself personally to be able to study the Bible. But tonight we're actually going to dig into the study part of the lesson. All right, number four tip is to prepare to climb. Prepare to climb. You know, if you've ever climbed a mountain or climbed a steep set of stairs or a tall ladder or a tree or a rope, you know that it is a challenge and it can be tiring. I remember as a boy, growing up on the farm, we had some very big silos that went up, I don't know what it was in meters, and I can't calculate it very good, but it was 80 feet high. It was really high. And we had to climb up the side of it. And to be honest, I'm not a climber, and I don't like heights, and I was always scared out of my wits going up there. You climb this ladder all the way to the top of that thing, and you could see forever once you got up there. But it's a lot of work to climb. And maybe you've gone on some mountain trips and climbed in the mountains. And one time in Papua New Guinea, when I traveled way back deep into the mountains of Papua New Guinea to preach in some villages back there, we flew for an hour and a half by plane and then hiked for 8.5 hours over the mountains, up one mountain and down another one, up one mountain, down another one, for 8.5 hours. And after about 7 hours, I was getting pretty tired. And I'd ask the guys that were with us, how much further? They'd say, oh, just one more mountain. And we'd climb up and say, oh, just one more mountain. And I don't know, there must have been about 15 just one mores. But we kept going up and down and up and down. It was a lot of work. So climbing is a lot of work. And you know, the same thing is true in our Bible study, is it's a climb to study the Bible. It takes work. It's not just something you're going to trip over and it's going to be really easy. It's going to take some work. And I've made this little acrostic using the letters for climb. And the first C represents call earnestly on the Lord for help. And that's what we're going to look at here tonight. But then the second one is L for look minutely at the details. Look at every detail very carefully. And then I is interpret carefully what you discover. M is meditate thoughtfully on what you've learned. And B is build obediently on the principles that you have learned. All right, so these are some things we're going to be looking at over the next little while as we dig into this. But tonight we're talking about the calling on the Lord earnestly for help. You know, we should not neglect this. This is very important. And yet, probably one of the things that more often than not, we may neglect. Because you open your Bible and say, all right, I got 15 minutes to read my Bible, and just open it up and we start reading. And we don't even ask God to help us. And we really need to ask God, because this book was authored by God, the Holy Spirit of God, breathed on those who wrote it down, and he told them what to write and watched over them and inspired them as they wrote down the words. And so he understands the Bible thoroughly. And there's a lot in the Bible that we don't fully understand. And so we need God's help. And so before we dig into the scriptures and our studies, one of the best things we can do is spend some time just praying and saying, God, would you help me to understand the scriptures? And we know that the Bible is God's word, but it's God's word to me. And it's God's word to you. And so when you open it, it's like open up a letter from a friend. And God is showing us something that I need today. And I can pray and say, God, I need something from you today. Would you please lead me to something that I can hang on to, that'll help me through the day, that'll give me strength, that'll build me up, make me a better Christian, and to teach me something from the scriptures. And he can do that, and he will do that if we will ask him. And so we need to spend that time just asking God for the help. Now, because it's a supernatural book, the Bible may be difficult to understand. And I want you to look at a verse over in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16. We read this verse last week, but I want to read it again because it's an important verse to us for us to note. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 16. Last week we looked at it for a different purpose, but today we're going to look at it and see something that will help us here in this instance. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16. As also, let's actually read in verse 15 so it gives us the context. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Now, several things in here I want to point out, and this is actually a really neat verse to look at because it helps us to see why we need to study deeply, more than just the surface. But first thing Peter says, now Peter was, remember, one of Jesus' disciples. He was one of the close three to Jesus. He spent a lot of close time with Jesus. And yet Peter says, when he reads the letters that Paul wrote, he says, sometimes some of it's hard to understand. Now, if Peter thought that what Paul said was hard to understand, I don't have to feel too bad when I read some of Paul's letters and say, boy, that's a hard one to figure out. I wonder what he means by that. And sometimes it is hard to understand. And so it's important for us to grasp this and see that. Now, he goes on there and he says, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest. Now, that word rest, what's that mean? Well, look it up. And as I looked it up, I discovered that it means to twist or to torture. It is a word that is used for persecution. When they put a person on the rack and they stretch him and torture him. That's what this word is talking about. So what does that mean in the context? Well, he's saying that sometimes people that are unlearned and unstable, they're not real strong in the Lord and they don't really take the time as they study things that are hard to understand, they'll twist them and make them say things that they shouldn't say or that they don't say. We need to be real careful about that. God doesn't want us to twist the scriptures and to say something that they don't really say. God wants us to be able to find out what he really meant. And that's our goal. Every time we open up the book to try to learn, our goal should never be to find some verses that will fit our thinking, but to say, God, what is your thinking? I want to change my thinking to match your thinking, God, instead of finding something that we can twist to fit our thinking. So look up those words, find out what they mean, and it can be a help to you. Now, because of this, he says it's difficult to understand. We need to take heart, you know, and that can be an encouragement to us. So if you read the Bible, especially if you're fairly new at reading the Bible, there you're going to find some things in there that are difficult to understand. I was pondering just today trying to think of how many times I'd read through the Bible. I started reading through the Bible, I think I started well before we came to Australia, and we've been here for 27, 28 years. So, you know, if I read through the Bible every year for 28 years, I've been through the Bible quite a few times. But do I know it all? No. No, there's still things in the Bible I don't understand. There's still things I scratch my head about. Just this morning, I was reading over one of the passages that I still don't fully understand. Where in the Apostle Paul was talking about how he lists a whole list of really nasty sins, and he says that they that do those will not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, you look at that and say, well, what happens if a Christian did one of those things? Does that mean he's not going to go to heaven? You scratch your head and think, no, it can't mean that. And it was a difficult passage. And as I studied over and meditated on it and looked up other things that I'd studied in the past, that's the cool thing about the Bible program. I pulled up other notes that I had from years gone by and looked at them and said, oh, yeah, because I've looked at that verse a lot of times. And came to the conclusion once again that it's probably just a list of sins that the unbelievers around us, this is all the bad things the unbelievers around us do. You guys shouldn't be doing that. And so it's God just saying, here's a list of the bad things that people all over our community do all the time, and they think nothing of it, but that's not right. And it was Christians, we shouldn't be doing that. And so he's not telling us that, you know, we aren't going to go to heaven if somebody slipped and did something like that. But these people do it as a habit. That's their way of life. And he says, that's not the way of life we should have. But that's off the subject again. But it shows you that there are things in the scriptures it'll take you a lifetime to try to figure out. There are people that have been studying the Bible a lot longer than I have that would tell you right up front, I don't understand it all. I've read it many times, but I still don't understand it all. There's always something in it that we can learn, and things that we forget, and things that we need to get back in and dig it up again. And I remember one time a fairly new Christian said, well, I already read that chapter once. Why do I got to read it again? I said, yeah, well, I've read it a lot of times, and I still don't understand it all. Keep reading. And so that's the thing to remember. Now, avoid all gimmicks, like the one-minute study Bible or the learn the Bible in 30 days. There's all kinds of these gimmicks out there people have. They just buy this little book. It'll help you to learn the whole Bible in 30 days. You're not going to learn the whole Bible in 30 days. You might get an overview of some of the basics of it, but you're not going to learn the Bible in that time. And there's all kinds of things out there. Just avoid those. Those aren't what we need. You know, many Christians have studied the Bible for a lifetime and they still haven't mastered it. And as I mentioned just a moment ago, it's a supernatural book. It takes time to study the Bible. It takes time. And that's why using the tools that we have today are awesome. Because we have tools with technology available to us that you and I can do things today that men back years ago could never do. I've been listening to some preachers, like Charles Spurgeon, lived back in the 1800s. And he must have had a brilliant mind, and a lot of those guys did, because they could remember things, they're quoting scripture, and I'm thinking, they didn't have any computer. They didn't even have any technology at all. They just had it all in their head or in their books, and I'm thinking, oh, we're lazy people. But we got so many advantages. Every one of you can do things that people 100 years ago wouldn't dream of being able to do in your Bible study. So we've got some great advantages before us and a good thing for us to take advantage of. And it'll help you greatly. Now we need to ask the Lord not only to understand that the Bible is a supernatural book, but we need to ask the Lord to help us do our studies. You know, ask Him to open our eyes. Psalm 119, 18. Anyone able to quote that verse? Psalm 119, 18? Sasha? Okay, open down mine eyes that I may behold wonderful things out of thy law. And that's a prayer. You know, there's a lot of the Psalms that are actually really good verses that we can pray. Now, I'm not advocating that we memorize prayers, okay? I'm not saying that. Get a bunch of prayers and memorize the prayers. But incorporating scriptures in our prayers is a very good thing to do. And many times as I'm praying to the Lord in the morning, I'll say, Lord, open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things out of thy law. I need that. I need you to open my eyes. And so that's a good verse to mark down that you can pray that God would help you. And I'm going to give you another one in just a moment that is the same kind of a verse that you can pray as you are asking the Lord for help. But you know, ask God to make the Word of God sweeter than honey. This psalmist talks in Psalm 19:10, that song that we sing. We sing that those psalms there. It says, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. He's talking about the Bible. And we should ask God, God, make the Bible sweeter than honey to me. You know, sometimes we read the Bible and it's like, yeah, I got to read the Bible. It's kind of bitter today, but you know, I'll read it anyway. No, we should have a desire for and a love for it. And I understand some parts of the Bible are harder to read than others. Hey, that's the way it is. You know, so there's some passages that are difficult reading. Maybe just right now, Melody and I are reading in the book of Leviticus. There's some of those chapters in Leviticus that are pretty heavy reading. And you think, oh, this is a bit hard. And he's, you know, for three or four chapters, he's talking about leprosy or something. And you think, well, we don't even have that now. I mean, we've got to read all this stuff. And it's, you know, if they got this little white spot, then you got to do this. And if he doesn't have a little white spot, you do this. And then you look at him in 7 days, and I think, oh, what's that got to do with me? But it all had, it was important in the time, and they had a good reason for it. So some of the scriptures aren't as interesting as maybe opening up and reading Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, and sitteth in the seat of the scornful, and his delight is in the law of the Lord. You know, we can really get into something like that. Or over in the New Testament, reading maybe in Romans or in Ephesians or in Philippians, some of the great chapters of the Bible that are just so interesting. And, you know, so there are some really interesting parts and some that aren't so interesting, but it's all important and it's all there for our benefit and our our help. Psalm 119:103 is another good psalm to remind us of these things. Psalm 119 and 103. It says, "How sweet are thy words to my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." So the psalmist truly loved the word of God. You can tell that by looking at the Psalms. He was very fond of the scriptures. And we can ask God to give us a love for the scriptures. Same psalm, Psalm 119, 97. He says, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day." You know, what a wonderful thought to have such a love for the word of God that we think about it all day long. That's what we need. That's what I need. That's what you need. It'll be a help to us and strength to us. And then, you know, mechanical Bible study will not feed your soul. And let me just emphasize that again. Mechanical. What do I mean by mechanical Bible study? Well, mechanical Bible study is, well, you know, today I've got to read my Bible. What chapter am I on next? All right, I'm on, you know, 149. All right, let me get through this thing. Yep, did my job. All right, pat myself on the head. I did my Bible reading. Just mechanically. Didn't really try to learn. Didn't pray and ask God to open my eyes. Just got through it. I did my job. Ticked it off. All right, it's done. That is not going to help us. We don't want that. Now, have we fallen into that a time or two? Yeah. Yeah. There's been times I've read my Bible like that, and you probably have too. But that's not what God wants, and that's not what we should want. What we want is to be able to read the scriptures and learn from them and feed our souls. And we need to hunger for God's word and ask God to make us hungry for it. And then we need to ask God to prepare us for change. Psalm 86:11. One of the psalms that are the basis for one of the songs we often sing on Sunday. "Teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name." This is another one we can pray. Lord, teach me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. And so he's asking God to just help him to want to learn and to change and to make the change that needs to be there. You know, our goal ought to be like that song we sometimes sing. More like the Master I would ever be. More of His love and more humility. You know, that's what we ought to have. That ought to be our desire. I want to be more like the Master. And make that our goal as we read the Bible. God, help me to become more like You. Teach me Your way. As I read the scriptures, open my eyes and help me to learn. And so there's a need to pray. And then we need to ask the Lord for wisdom to know what to study. That's an important thing. You know, we should never just flip open our Bible and say, wherever it opens up, and then I'll read a few verses there. That's not going to feed your soul. That's not going to help you. That would be as silly as taking a storybook and just open it up anywhere in the storybook and reading a couple pages out of the middle of the storybook. You'd say, that didn't make any sense at all. It's because you're right in the middle of the story. And so God wants us to be able to read the scriptures, but we need to be careful what we read. It's helpful to follow some sort of a schedule. And, you know, if you're just beginning at your Bible reading, let me give you a real easy suggestion. Just read a chapter or a short book of the Bible for 6 weeks. Just read it again and again and again. Maybe just one of the short books of the New Testament. Maybe take a book like 1 Thessalonians. It's only a short little book. And read it every day for 6 weeks. Or every day for a month. And you say, well, why would I do that? Well, because the more you read it, the more you're going to gain on it. And then every day you look for something you didn't see the day before. And write little notes in the margins. Oh, I didn't see this. Get out your colored pencils and highlight the verses. By the time you're done with a month or 6 weeks of studying that one little book, you're going to have it all marked over. And you're going to know all those verses that are there that can be of help to you. And you put little stars by some of them. You've written little notes by some of them. And if you're using a Bible program, maybe you can write down some lengthy discussions you learn from some of those things. You can write down some principles that you can live by day. That's a good thing to do to start with. If you've not been involved in reading the Bible regularly, that's a good way to start. Just one little chapter or a book. You know, if you're looking for a chapter, you know, there's some great chapters of the Bible. Romans 12, 21 verses long. Romans 12. You could spend 2 or 3 weeks reading Romans 12 and meditating on that every day. There's a lot in Romans 12. Only 21 verses, but it's a rich chapter. Lots of good stuff in it. Another one would be Psalm 139. Psalm 139 is a great psalm. We sang a couple of the verses of that this evening. And search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Comes right out of Psalm 139. Great psalm, 23 or 24 verses in the psalm. And you could go over that psalm for several weeks even. And just meditating on each verse. Looking up all the words you don't understand. And writing down things. But these are just some suggestions of things that you could do if you're just starting out. Right? But then once you have gone a little bit beyond that, it's really, really helpful to find a Bible reading schedule that will take you through a larger portion of the Bible. My suggestion is to go through the whole Bible in a year, maybe 2 years if you're a slow reader. I'm a slow reader. I'm not a good reader at all. I'm a very poor reader. But I can go through the whole Bible in a year, and it takes me about 20 minutes a day. That's not very long, 20 minutes a day, and I get through the whole Bible in a year, but I follow a schedule. And the schedule I follow, I'm happy to share with you, but it's as I've outlined in our notes here, it has something from the Old Testament, and my schedule's got 2 chapters from the Old Testament. It's got a chapter of the Psalms, and it's got 10 verses in Proverbs, and a chapter in the New Testament. And I do that every day. And by the end of the year, I've gone through the whole Bible in about 20 minutes a day. It's not that hard. And so, but whatever schedule you want, you know, there are all kinds of schedules that you can find. If you want to look at other options, here's a website you can write down. It's just called BibleStudyTools.com. BibleStudyTools.com /Bible-reading-plan. All right, BibleStudyTools.com/Bible-reading-plan/, and you'll get 17 different options of Bible reading schedules, 17 different ones, lots of them. If you didn't get that, you can come see me afterwards, and I'm happy to give you the rest of it if you didn't get it. But, you know, there's loads of different options. And another thing that I'd like to mention this time, I got this up on the screen. I mentioned this one when we were going through this earlier, but a program called My Bible. It works on Android and ISO. Is that what you use, ISO? Is that iOS, whatever that is? Okay. All right. So it works on both. It's a good little program. It's got loads of stuff in it. I find on my tablet it seems to work a little bit slower than my sword, but maybe it wouldn't on your phone, because my phone seems to work fine, but my tablet works slower. But it's got a Bible reading schedule plan thing in it, where you can create your own Bible reading schedule, whatever you want. You can name the books you want to read and how long you want to read it, and it'll map it all out, and it'll bring it all up. And so daily it brings it up and reminds you. Or it's got plans already there. It's got loads of stuff in it. It's a very comprehensive program. Loads of stuff in it, and it's a very good study tool. And for some reason, my tablet wouldn't find it on the apps, but I know it's on the apps because I did it before. But I downloaded it off of their website, and just downloading it off the website, and then I loaded it on, and it loaded up fine. So there's a website up there. This is the Bible plans. It's a great little program. It's just called My Bible, and it's that icon of the Bible there is the one you want to look for. But it's a very good little program. I highly recommend that as well. All right. Now, occasionally, a topical study is a good schedule to follow for a few weeks. By topical studies, I mean maybe something like studying all the verses in the Bible that talk about baptism, or all the verses in the Bible that talk about anger, or all the verses in the Bible that talk about marriage, or whatever the case may be. Just do a topical study. You look up all the verses, you study those verses, you meditate on them and work through each one of them individually, write down notes and things like that. So topical studies can be very helpful. It may be a doctrinal study, a historical study, a biographical study, types or word studies. There's all kinds of things. You can dig in there and it can be of help to you. Okay? Now, number four, we need to ask God to help us schedule time every day to study. That's the hardest part, isn't it? Finding time to do it. And, you know, the best thing you can do is to just determine, you find yourself a time that generally isn't interrupted and say, that's my Bible time and nothing's going to get in the way. That's what you got to do. Because if you don't, it's not going to work. But you don't want to choose a time where, you know, three quarters of the time something interrupts. No, that's not a good option. Just find a time when it's quiet. Almost always, there's always some exceptions, but almost always it's quiet. Nobody interrupts. Nobody calls me. And that's your time. And you say, that's my Bible time. I'm going to spend my time in the Bible. But just ask God to help you to find a time every day to do that. Now, if you want to stay spiritually healthy, that's a need. It isn't just an option. It's a need to find that daily time in the Word. And it needs to be alone. You know, that's another thing that's very important. We need a time alone with God. Now, if you're married, it's great to have Bible time, study with your spouse, but that's not good enough. You need time alone. You need time when each of you individually can just spend time with you and God. You know, Melody and I read our Bibles together each evening. We have a Bible time together. But our personal time, we do it on our own. And it's so much better that way because I have individual needs, she has individual needs. And so we need to be able to study on our own, let God speak to our hearts on our own. We read the same scriptures, and we're following the same Bible reading schedule, which really is neat because then we can discuss things. But at the same time, we deal with it individually, and it's a great help to us when we do that. And so I strongly recommend that. And if you will not grow as you could if you don't study the Bible alone. That, I don't think there's any question about that. You really need individual Bible time with God. And then prayerfully decide on a time and block that time in your schedule and make it a priority. And I find that if you block in less than a half an hour, you're not really going to have very quality time. I find in my situation, and I end up probably using more time than some of you could afford to do at times. Sometimes I'll spend an hour and a half, but I need at least 45 minutes if I'm going to spend time praying and reading my Bible. My prayer time, my Bible reading, I need about 45 minutes by the time I pray and then I read and then I meditate on it and write down a principle. It'll chew up 45 minutes very quickly. But whatever you can afford in time, set a time aside and say, that's my Bible time. Nothing's going to get in the way of that. That's my time with God. And it's very important. Joshua 1:8, remember God told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Then there in the Psalm 1, it says that they were to meditate in the Word day and night. And so the scriptures are important. We need to study it regularly. And then once we study it, then it enables us to meditate on it. And we're going to be talking more about that as we dig through some of these further pages in our booklet here. But very important that we spend time in the Word of God studying it. And the little quote at the bottom of the page there, a dusty Bible will lead to a dirty life. And there's no question about that. That is absolutely true. A dusty Bible will lead to a dirty life. You need to keep in the Word if you're going to have your life clean before God. We need the Scriptures. It's our strength. It's our help. It's our cleansing. It'll build us up. We need the Bible.